This morning I gave class and quoted a verse and then looked it up as well. Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Kaviraj Goswami says, E koli koli arana kona dharma vaishnava vaishnava shastra e kapi marma. In this age of Kali, there are no genuine religious principles. There are only the Vaishnava devotees and the Vaishnava devotional scriptures. This is the seventh substance of everything. So Prabhupada has a short purport, relatively short purport. And in one part, he writes, the real Vaishnava is a pure devotee and fully realized soul, and the Vaishnava Shastra refers to Shruti or the Veda, which are called Sabda Praman, the evidence of transcendental sound. So where as much can be said about the implications of the verse itself, that actually, aside from Vaishnava literature and the conduct of pure devotees, there is no real religion, there is no Sanatan Dharma. Obviously, it's not a... it's not a presentation that one makes in an interfaith group or even necessarily a preaching strategy. Nonetheless, it's something that we need to be convinced of, that this is actually the truth, and Vaishnava takes such statements or conclusions very seriously. But here what I had commented on and what I found very interesting was that these two things, Vaishnava, Vaishnava Shastra. So Vaishnava Shastra, Srila Prabhupada discusses as being Shruti, and further elaboration on Shruti means Smriti, as well as other literatures, particularly Srimad Bhagavatam and the books that Srila Prabhupada had given us, as well as the books written by Goswamis and so on. This is Vaishnava Shastra. This writes down or contains the essence of sadhan as well as the actual satya, the real goal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and not only Gaudiya Vaishnavism, but of the human form of life, which other people may object to saying, well, that's just your religion. But anyway, that's not the point. But the other, or at least that's not the point here that I was going to talk about. The point was, is how Srila Prabhupada defines Vaishnava. He says a pure Vaishnava and a fully realized soul. Now that's very interesting, because generally we use the word Vaishnava in a very generic way. Vaishnava is, we use it to denote Krishna Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari, different levels of Vaishnavas. Someone who believes in Lord Vishnu, someone who's a follower of Vaishnava principles is considered to be a Vaishnava, be he a practitioner, an ecstatic devotee, or a perfected devotee, a lover of Krishna. But here Srila Prabhupada, the definition is that what is really Sanatana Dharma? So Sanatana Dharma means association with pure devotees, and not just pure devotees, but fully realized souls, which means Mahabhagavatas. Association with Mahabhagavatas and hearing revealed scripture and following the revealed scriptures. This is what Krishna consciousness is about. So pure devotee is a term that we, it's used in different ways, but often is used to mean someone who's pure in intent, but not necessarily pure at heart. So, but here Srila Prabhupada says, no, this is someone who's also pure at heart. He's fully realized soul. Fully realized means that he's realized his eternal relationship with Krishna. He's realized his own swarup. He's situated in his original spiritual identity. That is what it means. So, of course, we're contrasting this with Kaitava Dharma, with the treating religion described in Srimad Bhagavatam, and what I sort of just barely touched on at the very beginning. Other religions that pose themselves as a religion but don't actually embody the principles of Sanatana Dharma. And that also will include Krishna consciousness, where devotees do not associate with Mahabhagavatas, where they do not associate and where they, well, what to speak of, do not, but where they decry the association of Mahabhagavatas and think that they can make spiritual advancement solely by the association of lesser Vaishnavas. Now, here, Srila Prabhupada makes that very clear. One needs the association of elevated transcendentalists. Mm-hmm. And of course, the bulk of that association is to directly hear from such elevated Vaishnavas. And those Vaishnavas' elevated association is available in two ways. One is in person, and the other one is through books like Srila Prabhupada's book. Srila Prabhupada's association and his instructions are clearly available through his books, as is Shukadeva Goswami, as is Srila Vyasadeva, as is Rupa Goswami, and so on. And devotees who've never met these personalities, no doubt, by reading very intensely, they feel that they have a direct relationship with these great personalities. But when you do not associate with these personalities through transcendental sound vibration, hearing about them, hearing from them, then that relationship wanes. And then, without hearing, without studying Shastra, without such association, if one thinks that one's going to become Krishna conscious, then that's also Kaitava Dharma, that's cheating religion. One does not become Krishna conscious solely by being a believer. One has to actually be a serious practitioner and sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. As here again, the implication of the word sadhu there is that sarva siddhi, or all perfection, can be attained when you're also associating with those type of sadhus who have attained all perfection. And that type of association is compulsory. So the being on constant lookout for the association of great devotees, and at the same time taking the association of the great sadhus and saints of the past through their teachings, through their books, which is one of the reasons that Srila Prabhupada had us distribute his books so widely, so that people can actually get the association of a Mahabhagavat and many Mahabhagavats. Srila Prabhupada was the Mahabhagavat I was referring to, and so many other Mahabhagavats who are to be found in Srila Prabhupada's books, that even if the person who they received the book from, or even if they're situated in a place where there are no devotees at all, but they won't be bereft of getting the highest perfection if they hear Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, if they do seva to these Bhagavatas by hearing from them through Srila Prabhupada's books. And for that reason, book distribution is such an important thing and such an important facet of our Krishna consciousness movement. Unfortunately, and in my conversation yesterday with those devotees I touched, we discussed this. Unfortunately, who is a Mahabhagavat is not so readily understood, or there are misconceptions by devotees as to who an advanced devotee is, who are the advanced devotees. Often we think that if someone has some type of position in our society, if they are officially recognized as being sannyasi, Diksha Guru, GVC, etc., or temple president or something, then that makes them advanced. And of course, that's not necessarily the case. That's not the case. Even in the case of Diksha Gurus, this misconception is the strongest in the case of Diksha Gurus. Devotees have the impression that a Diksha Guru is someone who is, as Srila Prabhupada he would say, a pure devotee, a fully realized soul. But that's not the case. Anyone can be a Diksha Guru. Diksha Guru means someone who's giving initiation, who's representing the Guru Parampara. His level of spiritual advancement may be from Kanishta to Uttam. It's the responsibility of the devotee and the disciple to know, to find, and he should try to find a Uttam Adhikari Guru to take initiation from. But that's not the point. I don't want to diverge off that. But particularly when it comes to gurus, devotees have this misconception, and therefore it really blinds them to recognizing who are real devotees, the devotees who may not have any official position, may not be initiating, may not be in any specific ecclesiastical role, but they are advanced in Krishna consciousness. And of course, in order to recognize an advanced devotee, you've got to be advanced yourself. A Kanishtha Adhikari has real problems identifying where others are situated. Natachanishubhaktishu, that's his definition. But a Madhyamadhikari, especially an advanced Madhyamadhikari, he can recognize different levels of Vaishnavas, and he knows where to find a good Vaishnava association. So that's another type of association that devotees need to target at, advanced association. Usually when we look for association, by that association is that we look for friends. We look for people who we like and we associate with them. But that generally means we stay on the peer level. But the other type of association is when we look for the association of those who are not only greatly learned, but greatly realized. And of course, those devotees are much more rare. But Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, if we're on the lookout for them, then Krishna will guide us to them. And if we're not interested in looking for them, then we won't recognize them, even if we bump into them or are sitting next to them. Hare Krishna.